What is up? It's your boy, Tiny Sumo, coming to you live. I'm in the mobile studio because I'm at work and they are using the conference room for work stuff. So I got to use my lunch break and record out here. But I just noticed that this is the best lighting I think I've had for a live chat. It's not too harsh. My head doesn't look too shiny. I don't know. Is that better again? I don't think that makes a difference. Ooh. I'm going to do that because that lights up my good side. Anyway, before my guest comes on, if you've been keeping up to date with my stuff on Facebook or Instagram, you know who is on tonight. But before I get down with him, before I get down with the homie, before he logs on for the live chat, let me get my plugs out the way. So go to dirtycleaneats.com, check out the product there. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and listen to their podcast, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast on iTunes now. Use the code DCE, Tony Sumo, for 10% off with those guys. If you listen to their podcast, they have a 20% code, so treat yourself. Get 20% off, why not? And go to fingertape.com.au. Find them on Facebook and Instagram as well, and you can use the code TinySumo for 10% off with them as well. Get some tape. I used it the weekend, just going, it's the goods. I used it today too. I use it a lot. I need to get some more tape. I can see he's letting me at him first go. No tech dramas today. We're gonna get down.
Oh,
hey bro, what's going on?
Not much, man.
You can hear me. We're all good.
We're perfect.
All right, man. For the people who are watching at home, you'll be aware if you've been staying up to date with what is happening. I've got the Golden Boy on tonight. He's just come off his third win. We will get to that. But you know the chats, man. You've watched him. You know how I want to do it. I want to start. Where'd we start? Tell me about the beginning. Tell me about how you got into it.
Well, I actually have a twin, and we're always super competitive. So I started off wrestling with him at, like, age 6. And then we used to just, we were playing footy and all that, the good old Aussie stuff. And then we just wanted to slam each other and punch each other in the face. Yeah. Pretty much how we got to it.
Nice, nice. Now you're at freestyle fighting. You're up at the gym with Joe there. You got UFC fighter Alex Volkanovski in the gym as well. So you're lucky to have him there.
Nice. Unreal.
How'd you get started there? How'd you make your way there?
Because my wrestling gym was just at a local police post club, and the fighting gym was just around the corner. So one off season of footy, just decided I'd try something else and get fit, and then stuck to it and just loved it.
And that was it. That was it. That was done.
I think I was 13 when I started there over at freestyle and just stuck to it.
Nice. So how long have you been
now? 6 years now.
Nice. Okay. So you're fighting MMA. We spoke about it the other day. You've just had your third fight, third win. Rear naked choke finish, yeah?
Yeah, second rear naked finish.
Nice. Getting the candies there, getting the job done. Now, we spoke about it. Your opponent came in heavy.
Yeah.
Which I hate, but you took the fight anyway. Yeah. So let's have a talk. I want to talk about, how was your camp leading up to that? What was the training like? And then we'll get on to the fight after that.
Nice. Well, camp was probably one of my best camps, actually. I had a big weight cut, though, because I always get a bit tubby after the fights. I'm not now, but after my last one, I had a bit of myself, and I think it was 13 and a half, almost 14 kilos off from weight. 8 weeks out.
Okay.
Yeah, so a big cut.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And just probably first, even 6 weeks was pretty good. But the last 2 weeks was a real struggle, just getting that weight down and doing the water and all that sort of shit. But got to it in the end, came under championship weight by 300 grams, which was good. But the sauna certainly helped with that.
Now, so you've had a rough weight cut. Your opponent, unfortunately, hasn't decided to be a good guy. And he hasn't decided to do the hard work and come in underweight. Or coming on weight, he's decided to come in over. How are you feeling then going into the fight? So you knew that he hadn't made weight, you knew that your training was good, but how are you feeling heading into the fight?
I'm normally pretty calm in that with fights, but this one I was sort of like, fuck this, I want to hurt him sort of thing. Like I wasn't happy at all. I was pretty calm. I just want to shake their hands, be happy with it, just fight and that's it. But I was like, no, I want to inflict some damage here and make him pay for what I have to suffer through and make weight, and he didn't do it.
Nice. All right, so let's walk me through the fight then. So you said it was a rear naked finish. Was it first round or second?
First round.
All right, so walk me through the fight then. Tell the people, because you had the video up. I've watched the video. But for those who haven't seen the video, walk them through it. And, hey, I'll link you up. We will put the links to your Facebook and your Instagram because you've got it posted up on that. I posted it up on mine as well. But you'll be able to check it out there. But just for the people who are listening at home, tell them about the fight, the actual fight itself, day of the fight, all that sort of stuff.
It's funny because I actually sparred the opponent at the start of the year.
Okay.
And so it was sort of a spar, and it wasn't one of my best days, and he sort of had it over me, and he had real good striking in that. So I think he was a bit confident coming in with his hands and that because he's a real good boxer. So the game plan was just pretty much close the distance, push him up against the fence, take him down and choke him out. And that's pretty much stuck to the game plan.
Nice. And I went exactly like that.
Ate a few punches and kicks, but that's what expected, that sort of game plan. Just hands up, rush in.
Yeah. Nice.
Felt
nice,
cool,
nice, nice.
What's it?
Got the job done. Got the candies. What's your... Now, what's he training with? Like I said earlier, you're lucky enough to have UFC fighter Alex Volkanovski. Shout out to him. Killing it in the UFC at the minute. You're a lucky man to have someone like that in the gym. He's around the same weight as you as well. What's your regular sort of training look like, though, at freestyle fighting? Shout out to Joe as well. Awesome coach. So what's your training look
Joe's
like?
Joe's a man.
Absolutely.
Well, pretty much, I'm lucky because it's me, Joe, and Alex pretty much 5 mornings a week at like a 9:30 class. So me and Alex will move around and Joe will watch on sort of thing. There's another class going on. So if we can, we'll help out with that. But it's normally just me and Alex working our own stuff. And then the afternoon classes is wrestling, kickboxing, all that sort of gist. And we get a few good guys in for the fight team, which is always good as well.
Nice. So how much does your training change between, like, fight camp and non-fight camp? How much do you switch it up?
I'm still there, Monday to Friday, twice a day, so morning and arvos, and then Saturday sparring. But now that I'm not in fight camp, it's a lot more just for fun sort of thing. So it's a lot more gi work and just enjoying training sort of thing. Whereas when it's fight camp, it's more fight-specific game plan, the hard cardio sessions and all that sort of fun stuff.
Nice. So how much work then? So you are still doing gi work when you're not in fight camp?
Yeah. Oh, I love the gi work.
And hats off to you because I hate it. I've made it really clear. I've made it really clear every time I have to put a gi on, I end up with like the gi rash because everyone's just trying to cross-collar me. So I got to come into work. I work in an office. I got to come into the office and try and explain
what's going on.
A black eye is easier. If I just had a shiner, if I just copped like a thumb to the eye or something, I'd be all right. But it's just because it's like rash. Now, what's that? I've started telling people it's AIDS. And I've found that that's
the worst ones. The neck ones.
Get it on the neck, get that. And then you got to explain that as well. I don't know if you got a girl, but I'm married, and look, luckily, I'm lucky in that my wife has been with me the whole, like, I've been fighting, like, the whole time. So bruises and stuff aren't out of the ordinary, but I could understand why a bit of gi rash on the neck might get you in some trouble if your significant other didn't know. Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble for that. So what's coming up next? So you're saying you're currently just doing a bit of training for fun. You're staying busy. I mean, you're still in the gym 5 days a week, which is more than most people, but you're up in the gym training for fun at the minute, getting in the gi. What's the go next? You're gonna do some other comps, or you're gonna, you know, a bit of jiu-jitsu comp, or you're gonna just pick the next MMA?
Sub only comp in October, so I'll probably jump in that. Then I'm looking at having another fight to finish the year late November, early December.
Nice,
and then
turn pro next year. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So the other thing I try to talk to people about, what's the difference then? So you're competing as an amateur now. In terms of like from a rule set perspective, what's the difference with what you do comparatively to professionals? Because I've spoken to Joe from the International Mixed Martial Arts Federation, the amateur body.
Yeah.
And he's explained some of the rule differences there. But for yourself, what's the difference in terms of like the actual fight?
The biggest difference is probably the rounds, like three to, because they're freeze. That's the first one. Then there's no spinning back fists because we're not allowed to elbow. So if you someone throws a spinning back fist and walk into the elbow, there's no knees to the head standing. That's only just the new one for the promotion that I fight on, they put in. And then on the ground, it's just no elbows. And then everything else is pretty much go ahead.
So submission-wise, it stays the same. So it's really just elbows, elbows standing on the ground and knees.
I think. No heel hooks.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And then what? So three threes. And then if it's a total five threes?
I think so. Five threes, yeah.
Okay. Sweet. So then if you're working with Alex, so say you're working in with him on a regular basis, you're doing fives with him or are you doing threes?
Fives.
Okay. So you're already, like, you're making the transition. You go pro next year. You're already doing the rounds. So that's not going to be a big jump in terms of time spent in the cage.
No, that's what I mean. Even with most of my training camps, because most of the boys are pros, so all our rounds are normally fives.
Nice.
It's only really the last week that we'll sort of tone it down, fight-specific 3-3 sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's always, like, my cardio in my last fight felt so good.
Yeah. That's going to be a big difference anyway. Training longer rounds. Yeah, training longer rounds definitely make the big difference in terms of like then jumping into threes. So the sub only, is that going to be gi or no gi?
I think it's both actually.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I have more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have more fun in the gi.
I have more fun in no gi.
Yeah.
No gi for the leg locks. Yep. But every time I just go for it. It just doesn't seem to work out. I always do better in competition for the gi for some reason.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like the gi as much, but the no gi doesn't seem to work out as well for me.
I mean, it's, you know, you're training MMA, all of a sudden you start taking the strikes out of it. You start, you know, maybe it changes your game a little bit. Who knows? The gi itself, too, I found.
No, I'm a butt scooter. I'm a butt scooter.
When you're doing jiu-jitsu, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Your grappling changes then between training for an MMA fight and just training for jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So right now I'm kind of sort of open guard, De La Riva sort of stuff, just working, getting back on that, like the single leg deep half and that.
Yep.
But when it's fight specific, it's pretty much just half guard, top control, side control.
Nice.
Works transition between submissions, strong base. How to punch people hard from strong positions.
A smart move. I mean, you got a smart coach, you got smart training partners. That's what you want to be doing. Yeah. It's interesting to hear then that you're sort of, that you are changing. I guess from a learning perspective, like you said, you're training for having fun at the minute. You haven't got a specific fight coming up or you know, something in the works for later in the year or whatever. But it makes sense then to have fun and work on some other stuff and not burn out. I mean, you're still obviously super young, but you've been training for, right? I mean, comparatively, been training for a while now. It's a fuck 30 years.
Pretty much my whole life, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk. That's a big chunk. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. All right, so you turn pro next year. What's the game plan? Where do we want to go from there? What's the go?
Pretty much just want to, next year, hopefully get around 4 to 5 fights in pro.
Yep.
And pretty much just take whatever I can get. I'm not too fussy sort of thing.
Nice.
I just enjoy training and enjoy fighting, so I'll just sort of see where it takes me.
Cool. I dig it. And look, you're in the right hands, good coach, good training partners. It's invaluable to have that, you know, you've got that home base where you've got a high-level coach who's coaching a high-level fighter. You can already see where to go and what to do. He's already set that groundwork for you. That's so lucky to have. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it's just good to sort of put you in that mental state that you can see what's achievable sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Where if you see you're working with the same guy and you see him smashing his goal, so like, what's the sort of difference? I'm here putting in the hard work. What's going to stop me?
Nice. That's a good mindset to have, man. Look, it's good to see you're a young guy, you're winning, and that can sometimes make people a bit funky, but you got your head on your shoulders, you've got the right vision. You've got the right people around you. I'm happy to get this chat in now because what I'm looking at is years down the track when there's two fighters from Joe's gym in the UFC, I can say, oh, well, hey, Hey, I talked to him when he was a 3-0 amateur. Hey. You know, I got the foot in the door, man.
Yeah.
I got the OG interview.
I got that.
I got the OG interview, man. That's how I do. All right, bro. Thank you for having the chat, man. I appreciate this. Hey, for those who don't know, this is the second time you and I have actually talked on the phone, because the first time I had to borrow your phone for the interview with Joe because we couldn't get that work.
Yeah.
But we got it done. Yeah. We got it done anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go, any shout outs you want to give, any people you want to mention, gym sponsors, training partners, whatever, this is the chance. Let them know.
Just shout out to Freestyle Fighting Gym, all the boys, Joe and Alex, the super coach and stuff, and just, everyone, for friends, family who supported me along the way.
Nice.
We'll see where it takes it.
That's it. Get behind the boy. Get behind the golden boy. Facebook, Instagram, I'll link him up, bro. I'll tag him in. We'll get this up, and I appreciate you taking the time, man.
No worries, my man. Thank you for having me on.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. All right, guys. Like I said earlier, go to dirtyclinics.com and go to fingertape.com.au. Use my discount codes. Check out the homie, the golden boy. Any of the ladies want to slide up in the DMs too? I'm going to link it up. Get onto your boy now. Get onto the boy now before he blows up. All right, brother.
Exactly.
I'll see you later. Cheers, guys. My man. Boy.